Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up? I'ma kick it with the line, y'all know. Just let me get that thing in here. Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take a peek, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
This is it, DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center. You're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAP show, I Trust and Believe. It's time to connect with your main man, Lico Mack of the Sagu Radio Show. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. What's going on, y'all? It's the Sagu Radio Show. You already know what's going on, man. You know how we do it. Your boy Lico Mack is definitely in the building. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are in the building, man, doing our thing, man. Cowboys were off, but they did. They weren't off, but they actually played on Thursday, so no Cowboy game today. But the Eagles lost. Giants lost. I'll tell you what, man, it's a good day. Cowboys are only team that won in our division, so I'm good about that. Man, I tell you what, man, it's been a great weekend. Again, y'all listen to the Sagu Radio Show with your boy Lico Mack. You can hear me every Sunday right here on Blog Talk Radio Network, on the Bomb Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com, right here on the Bomb Radio Network. And on Sundays, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., man. And I'm thankful to be here with you guys. We got a lot going on, man. We have a great guest coming on the show tonight. Got a lot of great things to tell you guys. It's a lot of things about to go down, man. It's a lot of big things about to pop off here in the Fort Worth Metroplex. And we really want to let you know, what's going on, you know. And it's really about letting people know what's happening, you know. Let people know what's happening, you know what I'm saying. And like I said, man, it's a great day. Had a great time. It's been a rough week, but you know, we made it through. Like I'm coming down with a little cold or something, man. You know, a little cold or something. But anyway, I hope everybody's doing okay, man. Like I said, we got my boy Cecil on the show today, talking about what we can do to be a part of the Black Banks Green Investments going on, coming up on the 10th this weekend coming up at Next to the Stage, 4612 Granberry Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133. That's Black Bank Green Investment. All right. Along with that, we are talking about Black Wall Street Fort Worth and Legacy Network here in Fort Worth as well. We are actually, you know, we've been together with Legacy, Black Wall Street Legacy, been teamed up for a while now. And we got some things popping off, and we will be talking about those, so you do not want to miss the great things that's about to pop off, especially if you live in the DFW area. And like I said, I'll give you the number to call in if you're listening by internet, which you probably already know anyway, but you can call 929-477-1094. That's 929-477-1094. And like I said, if you'd like to leave a comment or just listen in. You know what I'm saying? But we like for you to be interactive. Like I said, we got some great information you do not want to miss, man. We got some hot stuff coming up. And it's all about empowerment, man, economic empowerment, along with black love, black power, a lot of different things that we have going on that we're not ashamed to be about. You know what I'm saying? But it's no hate involved. It's just all love. And we really to really put up and start really investing in ourselves is what we need to do. And this right here will give you that opportunity to invest in yourself. So if you're in the DFW area, come on out. Or like I said, if it's Fort Worth, Texas, come on out to Next to the Stage on next Saturday, the 10th, 8 o'clock in the morning. My boy got free breakfast popping off for you and some great information starting at 8 o'clock. Come register. Man, it's awesome. It's we'll tell you more about it, but I just want you to know 8 o'clock on December the 10th is going down. Mark your calendar. Be there Next to the Stage, 4612 Granberry Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133. It's some awesome stuff. I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to play a couple of songs, man. We come back, man, we'll be, you know, really just talking about some things. I know we'll talk about the Cowboys a little bit. You know, I don't know what to say about the Mavericks. They not doing too good at all. But, you know, if one team is good, when the Mavericks are good, the Cowboys were sucky. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things, you know. So we'll take everything we can get right here in the DFW Metroplex, man. So, but we got these boys winning. And that's really what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it's about to me anyway. So, but anyway, we'll be right back. Man, it's your boy Lico Mac. You are definitely listening to Sagu Radio. Step your game up. Tonight we got my man Cecil Collier, man, getting it in here in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about Black Banks Green Investments. Also, what's going on with Black Wall Street Fort Worth and Legacy Network, all that great stuff, man. So you don't want to miss it. It's going to be hot, man. Right now we got Mally Music. Beautiful right here on Sagu Radio. We'll be right back, man, after these couple of songs. All right, don't move.
Go, put my lighter in the air. The truth is, you're beautiful. Beautiful. singing together, sing a new song. Put your light in the air for love.
Bomb Radio Network on BlogTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all. Hey, what's up? We back. That's my boy Brian Poppins with I Can Make It, man. I love that song, man. Them two songs I can really do. Listen to over and over again, man. But I hope y'all enjoyed it, man. But we are back. Man, I tell you what, we got some great information. And right now, I got my man. I hope he's here with me, which I know he is, man, doing it real big, man. He's a big, intricate part of Black Wall Street as well. You know what I'm saying? We both are co-owners of Black Wall Street, however you want to put it. It don't matter to me, man. We both in this thing. Black Wall Street Fort Worth definitely in effect. Really getting it in. So we really excited about that. But right now I got my man, Cecil Collier, right here with us, man. What's going on, Big Cease?
Hey, man, you got it. I'm so fired up, man, behind that song, talking about somebody can make it, man. You like encouragement on a Sunday, man. After you've been knocked down, dragged out all weekend, it ain't your week to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make it to next Friday. You still going to make it, man. Just know that, somebody's in your corner, man. It's like, so just be encouraged. I like being able to come on the show, man, after hearing a great introduction, even though it wasn't for me, but it's for everybody else out there. I'm inspired along with you. So I'm going to put myself in that crowd and in that number, man, and just glad to be on the show. So I know Lico wants to get right off into it, but I'm just showing an attitude of gratitude right now. It just seems like everything around us is kind of like moving full forward. And on top of that, how about them Cowboys? Hey, man, we just clinched the playoff berth today. So we guaranteed to be doing something after the postseason. So,
Yes, sir.
I'm already
yes,
talking
sir.
About making reservations to Houston, man. Hey, how about that?
Yeah, but it's going down, man. And I tell you what, man, it's going to be a great thing because I know why you in Houston, you know what I'm saying? We actually planning a sickle cell event here at the building like we did last year, the Super Bowl party, man. So if you don't go to Houston, man, come on down. You already know, you know what time it is. But we definitely doing that, man. I wish we'd go to Houston, too, man. We do it down there, man, too, big time. But this is so close. But anyway, man, we know we're doing great things. And I'm glad you was able to be on, man, because I know you're so busy, man, with the job being out of town and different things like that, man. So I really appreciate you being able to come on, man, and talk about the great things that's going on with Black Wall Street and even with yourself. So really, man, just kind of let the fam people know that out there that, you know, don't know about Cecil, what Cecil the Lion is, who he is, and what he got going on. Then we can get into the other things, man. Let him know a little bit about you, Big C.
Okay. Before we get into the meat of the conversation, I just want to chat a little bit, man, about this thing about just let me talk about Black Wall Street Fort Worth for a minute. Just tell you how we're being recognized. It's like it's not nothing that that we take lightly because I take some of these people. Opinions very strongly when they actually take time out of their busy life and are doing things themselves in their communities and actually take some time to recognize what's going on over here in Fort Worth, with the efforts of a few good people coming together to try to, make some turnaround in the Black community. So if you're part of that
right.
number right there, man, pat yourself on the back and I'm saying thank you. But I was over in a function yesterday over in Dallas and everything, sometimes Fort Worth, we sit back and kind of see what Dallas is doing. But, in this case right here, the group that had me come over there and speak with them, they are paying attention to what we're doing over here in Fort Worth with Black Wall Street. And they're saying, hey, you guys, you're in the right direction. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I want to say Black Wall Street Fort Worth for 2017 is definitely on the highest turn-up level it can be on. So we're hitting this thing with a bang, and I do mean
yeah.
with a bang. Coming out, next weekend, and we'll get deeper into it, we're going to be talking about, this coming up this weekend, on the 10th, we're going to be talking about Black banks, the necessity of them, and also going to be talking about green investments, man. Shed a little light on how to make money in the cannabis industry without being called a dope dealer. Hey, we're going to shed a little light on that as well. But then it's like I'm looking at some things that are happening with Black Wall Street and along with our marketing arm, Legacy is in the house and the Legacy Network. They're actually going to be doing a comedy show over at Next to the Stage. I think it's on December 23rd. Man, y'all don't want to miss this show.
Yeah.
It's the last things
right.
locally before Christmas, man. You can bring the family out to your favorite girl, a guy, a boo, or whatever, just out one more time before you start opening up presents. So this will be a chance to come in online, kick it with some friends and family. You know, if you don't have any friends or family, hey, come on over anyway, and I'll give a hug on you because I'm going to try to be there and doing my thing as well. But, you know, you want to come and have that one last experience being out with some people that are, you know, have a like mind with you, or, hey, just want to just love on you anyway for saying thank you for coming by. You need to attend that show. Things are getting ready to happen with, well, already happening with Black Wall Street Fort Worth, especially when we get ready to start looking at our marketplace, which we are going to be which we already are looking for vendors. So if you're a vendor out there and you're looking for a place to deal your wares at and, you know, on a consistent basis, I know some of you out there, you sell goods and you're actually bouncing around from, you know, from pillar to post just to set up and whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it makes you visible. But, I mean, I know a lot of customers always would like to know, man, where can I find you? Where are you at? How do I get in contact with you? Well, we're going to make that happen
right
for you starting in March of, I mean, April of 2017, where you're going to be able to sell your wares every weekend, and people are going to be able to find you every weekend to actually be able to, you know, acquire your goods. So when they say, where you at, they'll know where you're at. I got to do some Black Wall Street Marketplace, and they will actually be able to find you. So you need to stay tuned on that right there. And have you dropped a bomb on them about what's happening with the on-the-road type of activities? Have we talked about that any?
I'll
say that if you want to go ahead and announce that. I don't want to steal a thunder on the show, man. I'm just so excited about
that.
No.
Ain't no stealing no thunder, man. I just want to put another date in their mind in the month, not only December the 10th and next to the days, but you want to do, or the 23rd, but you want to look out for December the 17th, man. And those who like supporting college, that's the game night. That's the game night at Next to the Stage. So, and I didn't mention that as well. So that's the game night, 7 p.m. to midnight. We have a live performance. We have a lot of games and a lot of great things going on that night. And you'll be supporting sickle cell disease. And it's a $20 game bag. You come out, man, and have a great time, man, and fellowship with one another. So, man, like December the 10th, next Saturday, you definitely want to be there. The Saturday after that, you want to definitely be there for game night. And on the 23rd, you want to be there for the comedy show, man, you know, with M. Dot White.
Man,
that's
a great effort on
that
17th. That is a great effort on the 17th.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, you know, sickle cell is a serious thing in the Black community as a whole. I mean, it's a disease where we can say we own it. Not to say you want to own a disease, but it affects more African Americans than you know. I haven't seen a white person yet that I've seen in my lifetime say I got sickle cell. It may say I have leukemia, I got some form of cancer, this and that. The sickle cell is one of those that we own, so I feel like if it's something that we own, you know, it's something that we're going to have to pull together and try to, you know, resolve, you know, on our own, because we ain't getting too much help on that one. But for those out there, man, that, you know, to see a kindred spirit on their cause, man, y'all need to come out. I just want to have fun and kick it with people. Y'all need to come out, man, on game night on 17th, man, because it's like, you'll see a place get transformed, and you'll think you're in a real live casino that night, man, because Next to Stage, man, does it better than anything else when it comes down to themes, man. I was there for a dinner mystery murder party about a week ago, and we had a blast, man. It's like it just transformed me. When I walked outside, I said, man, I'm in the same place that I come and do meetings at, because they do such a beautiful job doing a transition to the room to make you feel like you're in that particular place. So when you come out on game night, you're going to have a blast, and hopefully you'll win some money, but it definitely go to a good cause if you don't. I'm going to leave that right there, and we're going to get the bunch filled in on the rest of that. But, man, it's like, I want you guys to start saving your nickels and dimes, get your piggy bank together. We're not talking about a whole lot of money on what I'm going to talk about, but it is essential for us as we get ready to roll out with our Black Wall Street calendar, that you mark the date of, I think it's March the 18th. Is that the date we set for it, Lico? For the bus business?
Yes, it's March the 18th. March 18th. Yes, sir.
March the 18th. If you're a business person, if you think about business, or you want to be around people and do a whole lot of business so you can actually see what the deals are, or what's going down and what's happening around you with Black people that are in business, then you want to be on the bus. All I can say is get on the bus. We're gonna have some, you know, entertainment. We're gonna go and talk and walk it like we talk it, or ride it like we talk it, and we're going to take Black Wall Street Fort Worth to the Mecca up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to the original Black Wall Street, one of them anyway, up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're going to go have a culture event as well as doing some, have a business bus mixer. How many other people do you know are doing a business bus mixer in the Metroplex right now? Hey, that got to be a first right there. I love first, man. I love bigger, better, and broader. And this right here, you know, they're getting better than that. You can have some camaraderie in, and, you know, with all your with friends or like-minded folks that are trying to rub elbows and get to the next level by being like business people. And we're just going to come together and put some strategies together so I can actually be able to, you know, highlight their business, get showcased, talk a little bit, be able to go up to Tulsa, Oklahoma, get the real 411 behind everything that happened back in 1921 with the original Black Wall Street up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and see how we're not that different from today, being able to use those same strategies to actually get us out of what we're into right now. Because, hey, you know what happened with the election, and you see what's going on. There's nobody coming to our rescue in a fast way except for us. So we got to have all kinds of strategies we can to talk about how we are going to save us.
That's right.
So the first thing that came to mind, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you were right on that. I didn't mean to. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. I got you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, my bad, man. I wasn't trying to cut you off. I was just saying that exactly, man, you hit the nail on the head, man, is that, you know, the answer is us, man. You know, and we can't sit up there and whine about who's in office, man. We just got to make a change. And what we're doing here with Black Wall Street, man, and, you know, with the meetings, with the tent thing where you can come in and actually sign up at your event on the 10th, at our event, you know, going on the 10th. I mean, come on out. Get signed up, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. Come hear some great information, man. Like I said, we'll get more into that, but you hit the nail on the head, man. We are the answer to our problems in our community. We know what we're going through. And with us, man, if we just could come and say, hey, man, you know what? This Black Wall Street thing is for me. You know what I'm saying? It might not be for nobody else, but it's for me. And we're looking for 50 great people that feel that way, you know, that really wants to get out and do something. And I feel like the bus mix is another way to do some great things. So I just want to reiterate, man, that's what that is, man. We are the answer to our problems.
That's straight, man. That's straight, because it's like that number 50 is a strong number, because it's like when being asked how many people you're expecting to attend next Saturday or what are you going to shoot for or whatever, my goal was to get 50 people into those seats next Saturday. You know, we're gonna feed your belly, then we're gonna feed your mind at the same time, and we're gonna be talking about black banks or a black credit union that we've actually partnered up with to try to actually get a solid foundation, economic foundation, for all our black dollars that we're earning. And then it's like I'm gonna go off into some other stuff and tell you about how our counterparts are making money in the cannabis business and you know, in the business wide open for us, but because of the barriers that are out there, how we have to come together and do some crafty ways of trying to make money in an industry that's gone bonkers out on the West Coast. You know, when the election was won by whoever, it didn't make a difference who won the election, be it Hillary or be it Donald, at that point in time as far as economics go, because neither one of them were talking about what they were going to do for black people. They were talking about one of them wanted to make America great again, and the other people said we're stronger together. But it seems like, you know, some of the stuff was rhetoric that I heard in the past, and the other stuff was trying to bring you back to the past. So, I mean, I'm saying, wow, you know, either way, I don't know, you know, I don't know how this is going to go once it wraps up. It may give some people some peace of mind, you know, if the lady in the pantsuit would have won. But it's like I look back at that, you know, last time, you know, I was really, really engaged with those folks there. It's like I had a lot of friends of mine that I went to school with. They were getting criminal records and being locked up in jail and throwaway keys and off the road and everything. You know, it took a brother like Barack Hussein Obama to come around and say, okay, you know, it's like you might not think I did a lot for black people, but it's like I got to do mine on the coon because, hey, they got me in presidential jail. The president's office for Barack Obama was Well, like you can do everything for everybody else. But the minute you start trying to do things for black folks, it came up under such scrutiny, up under such criticism by us and by him, that it really couldn't be effective in what he was doing. So I think he saved the best for last, man, by trying to get so many of our brothers and sisters, man, you know, get their sentences furloughed and everything and get them out of their situation, man, and being able to, you know, get them back into society, man, where they can be part of what we're doing, because we need our brothers and sisters out there, especially our brothers, man, to be able to come back and talk to the generation, man, and help us with the generation of young men and women that are out there now looking for some guidance, man, or looking for some answers, or not being able to go down the same path as some of us as OGs or whatever letters you want to put on us that went through before them. We need a different breed of warrior out there, you know, some people that are equipped with the things that we may have done wrong in the past, but some righteous information so they can go down in the future and be able to, like, you know, bring us to a rise of prominence where we need to be at as a people.
Right.
So we can start seeing that passion trial. So we're not dependent on anything. So black banks, or black opinion, and let me just give you a little bit of information on that. I'm going to go off into that real quickly, though, and give them a few things. Or is it okay? I mean, I'm trying to go with the path of the show.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Like I said, I mean, my thing, like I said, we talked a little bit about everything, man. So if that's what you want to give them right now, man, we can talk about that. We just, like I said, we're going to save a little bit for the second, a little part of the second. But you go ahead and knock out what you want to knock out, because I definitely want to
I'm going to lead that up in there so we can talk a little bit on whoever may be out there, or just talk about, you know, kind of get the lead out from where you want to go. So I can just put that out there and leave it out there, and then we can just have a good time. Like getting the meat out there and get it already under word. While we're talking about everything else that's still to marinate.
Sounds good.
You know, the 10th coming up with the Black Credit Unions and everything. And my thing is this, I'm going to be short and sweet to you. It's like, hey, when you go into your bank, just think about it today. For all those who went to a religious place of worship today and actually, you know, were obedient to the house of where you worshiped today, you actually left an offering or a tithe or whatever it may have been for that house. They took that money up and gathered it and did whatever. You know, they ain't going to leave it in the church because, hey, it might take a chance of someone, you know, that's not part of that religious organization being able to take that money and do what they want to do with it. Well, that's, you know, that's almost no different. I don't say almost, no different than taking the same money that was collected today on a Sunday and getting up early in the morning or late this afternoon and dropping it off at the bank. That doesn't have our best interest in heart on a Monday. It's going to take their money and add it to their bottom line and say, hey, this is how much assets we have in our bank to be able to do different development deals, different business deals, or whatever, and making that particular bank bottom line richer, you know, through the services and everything they charge for us as black religious institutions, individual bankers, and all that kind of stuff. So my thing is this. You know, this is kind of like a no-brainer question, but I got to ask it out there and put it out there anyway. If you had a bank that had your best interest in heart, and they said anyone can be a board member as long as they look like you and actually pay the prescribed amount of money to be a board member, and the cost was not that exorbitant, would you do that to be able to have a say into where your money could go, what you could do with the money that's in the bank and what in the division of the bank as it pertains to determining better the neighborhood? I'm going to say yes, you would.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because it's like, why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, why wouldn't you take that chance? You take that chance every day with the other banks that you use. So the National Association of Hebrews .org or NAHEB.org, as they call it, there's an established credit union, and your cost that you're looking at is about $40 a month to become a member. I'm putting all this in the lecture. I'm going to leave it there because you're going to get more of this on Saturday. If you attend the next Saturday, we're going to have some more information out there for you as well. But if you were to actually do $40 a month, that'd be $480 for the full year, however you want to do it, then you would become a full-fledged voting board member for that particular branch to be able to determine what we're going to do with all the assets that would be incurred by the bank. Let me put it in another way. When a business person goes to a bank and they're looking for a loan and they actually ask them for different things, one of the biggest things they're asking for is their business plan. Okay. Now, once you bring your business plan as well as all the rest of your documents, they get looked over by their bank. They go through with a fine tooth comb to see if they can disqualify you to actually disqualify you out the loan. Because, you know, sure, I mean, the money is there to give, but the bank is going to be the ones that's going to determine it. So they're looking for reasons to tell you no, especially as a black businessman. If you're looking for a car, a house, a vacation loan, just a low personal get-me-over-down-the-street loan, or what they call a payday loan, they'll approve them all day because they know they got you tied up into some money, into something tangible. Like, you know, if it's payday, they know we can snatch it from your check. If you got to write them a check and do whatever to cover, they're going to get their money at some point in time. If it's a car loan, they can come and get your car. If it's a house loan, they can foreclose on the house. I mean, you know, all these different things. If it's a personal loan or something like that, they're not going to let you get too much, but they're going to charge you a high interest on it so you can actually make some money off the payback. So the instruments are out there for them to be able to make money on. The interest and everything is determined by the bank. Well, hey, if we own the bank on certain projects, we get to determine what that interest is going to be. So if we decided that we all wanted to actually go out and get a potential building, restaurant, hospital, school, whatever it may be, it's going to actually be worth the while for the development of what we're trying to do, then we can approve that loan or whatever interest rate we want to be. We can say, hey, 1%, where it's a project that we all want, and we can pay it back at a minimum, and now it's making money, and we're making money right along with it, and we're paying back a minimal amount of money on the loan that we got because we approved it at 1%. So I'm going to leave it right there. The good stuff is going to happen to you on Saturday. I'm telling you, if you make it, go to eventbrite.com and look up Black Banks and Green Investments, and you're going to get, I think it's probably about like maybe 20 seats left out of the 50. So you want to get on there and get as fast as you can. If you wait till Saturday, it may be too late. But I would definitely go register now. And actually, you know, look at coming. And if you can't come, even after you're registered, tell somebody else, hey, to go in your place, tell them, you know, that you got a seat for them already. But you want to get them there. You want to get somebody to get the information there because this is going to be dynamite in a bottle when we actually have our own money going to our own banks and turning around and being able to do the things we want to do. Lika?
All right. Well, I tell you what, man, that's some great information. And like you said, you don't want to miss it. So go ahead and register at Eventbrite. Look up Black Banks Green Investments on Eventbrite. Go ahead and get your seat, man. Go ahead and get your seat. If you're a business person, come on. We need you. We got to get this thing going. We are the answers to our questions in our community. We are the answer. You know what I'm saying? Don't look around and look for anybody else, your churches or your politicians or whatever. You have the answer. All we got to do is be that example in our communities, man. So get aboard. Come on now, Saturday, December the 10th, 8 a.m. Get registered at 8 a.m. Come on in, get your free breakfast, eat. Let's come, you know, get together, you know what I'm saying, congregate a little bit, you know what I'm saying, you know, meet your people, fellowship a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and look for a great time, but also better than that, look for some great information. Like, again, that's December the 10th. 8 a.m. Come on out, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133 here in Fort Worth, Texas. That's next to the stage. So when we come back, man, say, Cece, I want you to get into talking about Black Wall Street, what we got coming up again with Black Wall Street, what we're looking for, and all that. I want to get into that discussion again. Also with the bus mixer, we'll discuss that a little bit deeper. And then we'll also, at the end, let you get back and give that information out again. We still got 20 minutes left in the show, so we're going to get back into a few things. We're going to get to another song, man, you know. And I'll tell you what, man, it's great, man. I'm so excited, man. I can't even explain, you know, how excited
I like them
I am.
Songs,
man.
I like them song breaks, man. They're so inspirational, man.
Well, I tell you what, brother, we got some stuff, man. yeah, I try to stay inspired, man. You know, this world is something else. So we got to have something to inspire us, man. So, but we'll be right back. If you're listening, man, you're listening to my homeboy, Cece Collier, man, a part of Black Wall Street Fort Worth and Legacy Network, man. And also right here, man, we brothers, man. We doing this thing. But I appreciate him for being on the show. We'll be right back with him right here after this break, man. It's your boy, Lico Mac, Sagu Radio, baby. Step your game up. You hear me?
This is Reverend Al C. Chris Jr., the pastor of the Latia Temple Church in beautiful Stop 6, and I listen to the Bomb Radio Network. Yeah.
If you or someone you know is dealing with sickle cell trait or the sickle cell disease, please give Maroon 9 a call at 817-797-2526 or visit the website at www.maroon9sicklecell.org. It's your boy Liko Mack of the Sagu Radio Show, and I'm here to talk about the Next to the Stage Premier Event Complex, which is located at 4612 Granberry Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133. So do you need a spacious, affordable spot for your next event or meeting? Well, this is it. To schedule a tour or a booking, please contact 817-797-2526 or visit www.nexttothestage.com and tell them Liko Mack sent you. They'll treat you right.
Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping He forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like, Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping He forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like, Mr. Preacher Man, please don't be alarmed. We just come to pray, we don't mean no harm. I see how you're looking, of course we ain't perfect. We figured if we came to see Jesus, it would be worth it. We live up the block, and I know you've seen us running from the cops. All this senseless killing, we won't need to stop. We want you to know, sir, if you don't let us in, we have no place to go, sir. Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping He forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like, Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping He forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like, I'm the preacher man, Bible in my hand. I'm so glad that you all came to church today, my friend. And yes, you all are welcomed as we seek His face. Here we like the organ, I know you like bass. That's okay, we love the same God. We may dress a little different, but love the same God. And our issues may be different, but love the same God. We want you to know, sir, that we will love you, not judge you, and want you to grow, sir. Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping He forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like, Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping He forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. Oh,
now watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me. Watch me, watch me worship. Now watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me worship.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. Something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, we know. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
feel good. I'm so grateful. I feel good. I'm so thankful. I feel good. Man, I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up.
Charles Jenkins with Winning, man. And then we had Canton Jones, man, with Mr. Preacher Man before that, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Tell you what, man, we're having a great conversation right here on Sagu Radio, man. We're definitely stepping our game up 2017, even right now, this month, man. So, like I say, mark your calendars, December the 10th, 8 a.m. at Next to the Stage, 4612 Granberry Road, man. Black Bank Green Investments. Get your free breakfast on, man. It's a fellowship, man. Please go. Please go and sign up and register on Eventbrite, man. Just look up Black Bank Green Investments. You'll see the flyer. Register there. Also, get ready on the 17th, the following week, where you come out and have a game night, have a great time for a great cause, which is sickle cell disease. That from Maroon 9, man, it's a $20 game bag. But you know what? It's for a great cause, man. We help people right now. We try our best to go out and help people as soon as possible. We don't try to wait and hold nothing. We try to give it to them. So come out on the 17th, same place, Next to the Stage. Then again, the comedy show, mark your calendars for that on the 23rd, before Christmas, right before Christmas, come out and laugh. Have a good time, man, as we do the mixtape comedy show, you know, with your boy M. Dot White, man, Legacy, and Black Wall Street, definitely putting that on, man, getting it together. We in the building, man. December is a spot. It's the place to be. And right now we got our man Cecil Collier, Cecil the Lion, as we call him, man. Definitely here on the show, man, getting it in, man, doing his thing, man. And I appreciate you so much for being on the show. We got about 10 minutes left in the show, man, 11 minutes. And, man, just again, let's talk a little bit about Black Wall Street, man, what we can expect, well, what we expected for Black Wall Street. What are your expectations for Black Wall Street Marketplace, man, coming up in April?
Man, I'm just so glad to mention Black Wall Street Fort Worth, man, is in the building and in the neighborhood and the community. We saw it everywhere, man, especially coming up for 2017. And we want you to be right there in it with us, man. Like Lico said, December 10th, next weekend, you want to be in the house, man, next to the stage, man, for Black Banks and Green Investments. But talk to you a little bit about Black Banks and the investment side. I want to talk to all those people out there that, you know, they've been curious or serious or, you know, you want to have an inkling of what's going on with the cannabis business, the weed business, the dope game, as they call it, on the legal law side. How could they take a plant and grow it and make money off of it and leave us out to get in? And I'm saying, get in. Well, they let a brother in there, but we in there. My thing is this, it's like, I saw the plan, I saw how I could maximize it. And I said, like, hey, I don't want to do this one by myself. I said, I want to bring some people, some friends along, some partners along, some people along that got some light dreams and show you how we can actually go into this business and actually come out a winner on the other side. Because the game, when they say the game is rigged, I think it's what, if you want to call him, whoever he is, elect, president-elect, whatever his name is talking about the game being rigged. Well, this right here is rigged. It's rigged in your favor if you're in the game. If you ain't in the game, it ain't rigged for you in no kind of way, because you can't talk or hate unless you participate. In this case, we get a way to go and participate. Texas, man, they priced it out of the game. We were trying to bring things here to Texas to actually get the industry on and popping, where you can put your hands on it right here in Texas. Texas decided they were going to take a turn and take the licenses from $5,000 all the way up to $1.3 million. So you know what? We said, good for them. We're going to let them have it. Because here's the thing. I don't want to go where I'm not wanted. And so I see places where we are wanted, our dollars needed, and you can be part of making your dollar holler for you. Because where else can you go? And, you know, check your 401k and see if they're paying 30, 50, 90% guaranteed return on the investment. That's all I can say. 30%, 50%, 90%. Guarantee return on your investment. Be at Black Bank and Green Investment. You can find out what's going on. On the other end of that right there, Black Wall Street, man. Black Wall Street, Fort Worth, man. We knew we needed a foundation, so we put a credit union piece off of us so we can actually springboard. We looked around and seen everything that was happening. We're going to the original Black Wall Street up in Tulsa on March the 18th on a bus trip. It's a business bus mixer. For instance, when was the last time you ever heard of somebody doing a business bus mixer? Yeah, you have a mixer at this club, that club. We have a mixer on the bus.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, be looking for the flyer coming soon.
Coming real soon. We had a flyer up there, so we can definitely promote with that and to get the word out for you guys, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. You do not want to miss that as well.
Tell them what they're going to expect, man.
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Let them know what's up.
This is how your day going to be playing out. It's like when we get ready to ride up to, you know, get ready to leave here from the DFW area on our way to Tulsa, you know, you as a business owner or you just a concern, or just being on the bus, you're going to get your, as you say, your 5 minutes of fame on the bus to be able to just talk about whatever you want to talk about to the whole crowd of people that's on the bus and can't do anywhere. It's 49 of us listening to you and your platform or whatever your view is. If you want to talk business with your 5 minutes, talk business. If you want to talk about, you know, whatever else is ailing you, get it off your chest. 5 minutes is yours to actually put it out there going and on the way coming back. Once we get there, we're going to unload, and we got people that are waiting for us. They're eager to actually meet and greet us and take us on a tour of what's happening with Black Wall Street, give us some history behind that. And then we're going to have a Q&A session. We're going to eat a little lunch while we're up there, have a Q&A session, talk about, you know, the things you didn't know, the things you, you know, want to expand on. And then we're going to jump back on the bus, reflect on that, do a little bit of business. Have an all-time, all the way through, we're going to be having fun. But then once we get back here, man, we're going to roll our sleeves up and get ready to do our own Black Wall Street Marketplace the following weekend, the following couple of weekends coming up in April, starting April the 1st. You're going to be able to have your business in a designated place to where people will always be able to find you here in the Fort Worth area. We're dubbing this as being the mecca of black business in Fort Worth. If you're not already a brick and mortar business and you're looking for a place to be able to trade or, you know, to share your wares or just to come in contact with other business people or just to have fun and say, hey, where are black businesses at? This is going to be the spot for you. And we're going to grow each and every week as we reach out to other vendors throughout the region to bring you the very best that we can possibly offer for black business owners to be able to, like, connect with black consumers.
And that's what I'm excited about, man. You know, and that's, yeah, that's what I'm excited about, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing like that happening. You know, as far as, like you say, the bus mixer, it's nothing like that happening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's nothing. Black Wall Street is not happening. The marketplace is not happening. Now, they do have a couple of places where they have bazaars and different things like that, but it's not us. It's not black people. You know what I'm saying? Now, yeah, we can go there and have a spot. But why, you know, be there when you can be with us, you know what I'm saying, with your people and build something. We can build something together. We can build off of this. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's saying. This right here, what we got going on right now is not the end of the dream of Black Wall Street, man. We hoping to build a legacy that can be ongoing in Fort Worth, Texas. You know what I'm saying? So when people hear Black Wall Street, they know exactly what's up, when it started. It'd be quite a history. You know, that just like William McDonald, you know, the first millionaire or one of the black millionaires here in DFW, you know. So that's the kind of thing that we're working on, man. So
what I'm excited about Black Wall Street Marketplace is it's going to be a marketplace like none other for us because, you know, there's nothing wrong with being able to have a market trading area, you know, of any kind, or just being able to go somewhere and set your stuff up. But we're also going to be doing cultural classes while the marketplace is going on. You're going to be able to learn some things that you probably hadn't heard about or some things that you were unsure about that need to be reinforced. We got a couple of resident scholars that comes down to black history that we have enlisted to actually be able to do seminars and classes to talk about, you know, less of the people, you know, especially as far as our history goes and keeping us up to date on some things. I'm going to be using my expertise for black businesses to actually get you to the next level. So if you need things as far as certifications go, if you need to get off into the realm of, you know, how do I put my business plan together, you know, if you need to know things of, you know, who do I contact with as far as this type of development or that or whatever, we're going to be able to actually hone in on a few things and get you the right information or get you to the right person or agency or organization that can help you take your situation to the next level. So, you know, we're saying don't miss this one, because this is where you want to come and be able to have, you know, feel like you finally arrived on being able to, you know, connect with your people and others that want to connect with people that look like us. You're not going to discriminate against a white dollar, it's just they can't, or any other body else's dollar. It's just that for this particular deal right here, this is the place that's for us, by us, and you're welcome to participate on that level of being, you know, or coming being a consumer with us. So we're saying we're going to touch bases and rub elbows with all kinds of folks, but this door has been open for our people. So if you look like, you know, if you look like a Hebrew, in other words, and you want to get down, you want to actually have a place to start, I would say you would definitely get in contact with us. You know, look up Black Wall on Facebook. You better find us. Stay tuned. We're always sending out communications. Don't like us. Don't like those page. You know, so you can stay informed about what we got going on, because we got so many things, so many angles, so many ways that we're trying to, you know, connect with our Black folks and actually, you know, here's our motto. There's value in our vision. So
right.
The vision that we have for our people or whatever, there's value in it, because we start with everything in mind. We start with the people in mind. And then we back up the ways on how we're going to get it. So you are, we see value in you. Lico?
That's right. That's true, man. And like I said, man, I know we got a couple of minutes left, man, but really, you definitely want to make sure that you are a part of what's going on. Hit my boy Cecil Collier up on Facebook. Cecil Collier, if you have any questions and want to sign up, Angelico McKinney on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. See what's popping. Romalis Brumfield, we have him next week talking about Legacy as well. So you, those that want to be signed up for Legacy, and all you have to do is for Legacy, go to legacynetwork.biz. You can sign up at Black Wall Street Fort Worth page there, Black Wall Street FW, right there on Facebook as well with us. So, you know, we're all in this thing together, and it's going to take a village to make this thing happen. So, again, next weekend, next Saturday, December the 10th, 8 a.m., you know what I'm saying? You want to be there and next to the stage, 4612 Granberry Road, to sign up, get your breakfast, sign up for the Black Banks Green Investments. You want to be there. Make sure you sign up, get a lot of great information, along with signing up for Black Wall Street, if that's what you like to do. If you have any questions, come on out. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Be a part of everybody else, what's going on, man, you know, and that's what it's about. It's free information. You don't want to miss it. Also, again, like I say, we're putting it out there, man. We're going to put the Black Wall Street stuff out there as well. You want to March the 18th, you want to be ready for the bus mixer. You want to be ready for that March the 18th. We just stay posted. We got a flyer coming soon on that 2017. Also, April the 1st, the grand opening of Black Wall Street Marketplace, April the 1st. We'll be putting it out there every week. So if you know anybody interested, hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up anywhere you like, man. If you have an email, I email, hey, holla at us. You know what I'm saying? So, Cecil, again, I want to thank you, man, for coming on and doing your thing, man. I mean, awesome, 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 awesome. We got some great stuff coming, and I appreciate all the energy, man, you bring to Black Wall Street, man, and everything. What you got?
Yeah, well, I want to send a few shout-outs, man, to some people, man, that are in the scenes helping to make it happen. One is to Pastor Al C. Chris over at Alethea Church over there. He's standing behind us. He's my our spiritual advisor in our corner there. And then also Miles Brunfield, the Legacy.
Before you do that, real quick, huh, before you get that, we're going to sign off for those who are doing it live, but we'll be right there. We'll see you next week on next Sunday, all right? All right then, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to put that in. Now we get ready.
Yeah, with the Legacy Network, I want to shout out to him to be, you know, he's helping us from that standpoint of making sure that our marketing is on point, that we're getting out there to the masses, especially through the Internet. Then for the event coming up this Saturday, man, you don't want to miss the delicacies, man, and the in the catering aspect, man, a Chef Amelia, when she gets ready to, I mean, put her wares out there and put her stuff out there, you want to be able to taste that and partake on that. And then everything that's going on with the, you know, with the center, man, with the next to the stage, you know, performing, I mean, you know, the center over there, and then also with some other people, man, that are actually behind the scenes, like Miss January, man, on some marketing over there, her and Beret and their team. I mean, they're not going to be with me on the 10th. I mean, they'll probably be in attendance. We're looking for a bigger and better impact down the line, and they're already planning for what's getting ready to happen. So when I say team, this is not just two of the long and roaring. I got a whole team of people behind me and working with me that are actually ready to make an impact. And now the only team that's missing is you. Lika?
That's real talk. We need you. So, man, again, like I said, man, that's great. And big shout out to everybody that's on the team. And they're not behind us, man. They're standing there with us. We all on the front line doing this thing, like Cecil was saying. So big shout out to everybody. And I know, probably if we missed you, you already know what's up, man. Charge it to our head, not our heart. Because, like I said, you know how it goes. A lot of times, man, when you get in the moment, time, you miss a few people. But I don't think you missed anybody. But if you did, you know, charge to our head, not our hearts. But we'll be here next week with Romalis Brumfield, Legacy Network, man. And if Cecil not busy, maybe he can be back on the line as well. We got an artist that's going to be with us as well, if I'm not mistaken. Try to get him in and get him off so we can take care of our business here, you know. But I'm trying to see what's going on with that. We got Too Deep coming up next week. So we'll get him in and get him on, and we'll get back into promoting what we got going on here with Black Wall Street Forward Legacy Network. If you want to be a part of Legacy, make sure you go sign up legacynetwork.biz. And just stay posted, man. Hit me up, Angelico McKinney on Facebook, Cecil Carr on Facebook. We're here for you, man. Any questions we can answer, let's get it in. We need you. So, again, Cecil, man, thank you so much, man. I'm going to let you get your night over with, you know, get started, whatever. I'm looking at the game. If y'all into the game, Seattle winning 20-7 over the Carolina Panthers, which, you know, a lot of time I don't care about that if it ain't the Cowboys. So, but anyway, I just need them to go in next week against the Giants. That's all I need. So anyway, that's what's up, man. Again, thanks, Cease, man. Appreciate you, brother. And I'll be, we'll be talking. And, man, it's Six Sagu Radio, man. We'll be here every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, man. Stepping our game up right here on the Bomb Radio Network, man. And if you listen, check out tomorrow night as Miss Kate get on our show with The Answer Is You. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, Central Standard Time. Also, check my boy out, Mr. Beat, on Thursday nights, man, from 7 to 9 p.m. He got a lot of great things that he be talking about, too. And his show is called I Trust and Believe Show. So that's what we got going on at the Bomb Radio. And, man, we just do what we got to do, man, trying to keep positivity, inspiration going on across the airwaves and stuff like that. So, again, Cease, man, be blessed. I'll be getting at you, man, if not later on tonight. We'll get on tomorrow. Make it happen, man. I hope you feel better, man. I know it hurt you. I know you had your accident and everything. It works, but we good, man. We're going to work it out. And I'll catch up with you next week, family.
Thank you. Pleasure's all mine.
All right, champ. Well, that's Sagu Radio. We signing out, man. We'll see you next week, next Sunday. Right here, we'll be live from next to the stage with Off the Chest Show. So we'll be doing our show live from next to the stage. So we'll be putting in some more information, man. So step your game up, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We'll see you next week, man. All right, Cease. Holler at you later.
Peace.
Praise.